MP raises concerns over Whittam School in Parliament. Whittam MP Dame Priti Patel has raised allegations of bullying, children missing lessons and self-harming at a Whittam's Maltings Academy secondary school. She aired concerns from constituents about the school and the Academy's Enterprise Trust, which runs the school, in the House of Commons. It comes shortly after the MP visited the school in April, alongside Lords Education Minister Baroness Diana Barron, to meet with the school's leadership, parent representatives and pupils. Dame Priti told Minister for Schools Damien Hines, "The Secretary of State is well aware of the issues we have with Academies Enterprise Trust and Maltings Academy in Whittam Town. He will know of the stories of children missing out on school time because of exclusion and bullying. Some are even self-harming. What assurance can he give to pupils and their families who have very little choice as to which schools they go to locally, that their concerns will be heard and that they will have greater educational choice over which school their children go to?" Mr. Hines said, "I know we have corresponded on this recently, and I know my right honourable friend is taking a close personal interest and has been involved directly and personally in multiple cases. In my most recent letter, I'm not sure if it will have arrived yet, I have said that we will, as a department, work with her." A Maltings Academy spokesman said, "Under new leadership, Maltings Academy is addressing areas of improvement. Recent Ofsted inspections have confirmed that we are taking the right approach and that it is working. Even since November, we have seen a 35% reduction in incidents of bullying and behaviour is now improving. There is more work to be done, but everyone at Maltings and the Trust are committed to doing everything we can to ensure the school becomes, once again, a school that delivers the excellent education that our community deserves." We recently welcomed both Priti Patel and Education Minister Barron into school and were pleased to be able to update them on the improvements we have made and to share with them the positive feedback we are getting from our families.